This year, the Olympics coincided with the Islamic month of Ramadan, when Muslims around the world fast from dawn to dusk from food and drink. And many Muslim Olympians this year had a hard time keeping the fast while competing in their sports. Well, the Olympics are over, and Ramadan is almost over as well. We're in the final days. And for Middle Eastern Muslims, one of the lunch foods soon to be found on many tables is falafel. To many Americans, falafel is a fried ball of mashed up garbanzo beans that you could put in a sandwich. But to me, falafel reminds me of where I'm from, Sudan. Until recently, I thought there was really only one way to make it. But turns out there are many ways to fry a falafel, depending on where you come from. And of course, everyone thinks theirs is the best. So I headed out on a falafel shop hop to see if there really is a falafel top chef in the Bay Area. I decided to start in the East Bay in Fremont.
My name is Ramzi Totri. Originally, I was born in Nazareth, Israel. And my dad had a falafel shop in Nazareth.
Totri is owner of Falafel Etc. in Fremont. He went to college in this country, worked in the high-tech industry for many years, but he returned to his roots with falafel.
The falafel is part of the tradition in every one of the Middle Eastern countries. Every street corner has a falafel stand on it. They don't have hamburger stands. They have falafel stands.
Totri is an Israeli-Palestinian, and where he comes from, Jews and Palestinians alike make falafel with garbanzo beans, like what I'm used to in Sudan. We're looking at a batch ready for frying.
The yellow color is the garbanzo beans, which is 95% of the mix. We add onions, garlic, parsley, cilantro, cumin.
But just before frying, Chef Ramzi adds a bit of baking soda to fluff up the falafel, he says, to make it lighter. And as my mother always told me, the oil must be hot, just like Chef Ramzi's. So the falafel balls dive like swimmers to the bottom and rise back up again.
If you cook it just right, as soon as you put it in the oil, the outside shell seals, and so it doesn't allow oil to get into it.
He's right. Crunchy on the outside, not oily on the inside. And even though he makes it every day, Chef Ramzi never tires of falafel.
Our order is 6 pieces of falafel. I'll make 7. The 7th one is the taxes, you know. Uncle Ramzi has to have his taxes, so I get a falafel and I just eat it by itself. I love eating it by itself.
Despite being proud of his Palestinian-style falafel, Ramzi Totri admits that falafel didn't originate in Palestine or Israel. Experts say it came from Egypt. So I headed over to an Egyptian sandwich shop in San Francisco. The back kitchen of Pharaoh's Mediterranean Sandwich Shop is stocked with dozens of spices, vegetables, and the smell of cilantro fills the space. Yasmin El-Mursi is preparing a fresh batch of falafel mix.
This is the fava beans that was soaked yesterday.
That's right, fava beans, not garbanzo. This is the Egyptian way, and most don't call it falafel. They call it
tamia. Falafel is like an Arab, Syrian, Palestinian word. It's not pure Egyptian word. It's called tamia.
Fava beans are a staple food in Egypt that go as far back as the pharaohs. And paintings inside their tombs, some believe, depict the act of frying falafel. Another theory is that the dish originated with Egypt's Coptic Christians as a substitute for meat during Lent. And now, thousands of years later and thousands of miles later in San Francisco, Yasmin, her father, and 4 brothers are running a restaurant that offers falafel prepared the same way.
It's a family restaurant and with family recipes. My mother's recipe, she passed away, so she teach me and I taught my father and my brothers how to do the recipes.
Yasmin's mother prepared falafel with some of the same ingredients as Chef Ramzi uses in his Palestinian recipe. Parsley, cilantro, onion, all blended together in the food processor. And after she makes it as smooth as possible, the spices are hand-mixed in. Black pepper, sesame, some salt, and the key ingredient, freshly ground coriander.
It makes the taste of the falafel. So be generous with the coriander.
After frying, the falafel rest, draining their oil. And they seem to call out to me to try my first fava bean falafel.
Here we go. Mmm. Coriander.
Yeah.
It's very flavorful. And the salt is just right. Mm. And it's like crispy on the outside, but moist on the inside. Not raw.
No, but
moist.
Yasmin says she gets lots of Middle Eastern people coming in, but her Egyptian customers want to make sure they're getting it their way. There's a pride in knowing it's an Egyptian ta'miya.
They are asking us, is it pure Egyptian? Do you do it with fava beans or garbanzo beans? We say, no, it's made of fava beans. It's pure fava beans, don't worry.
So that gets me thinking. If falafel originated in Egypt with fava beans, why are many made with garbanzo, including ours in Sudan, which is actually geographically the closest to Egypt? I needed some answers, so I called up renowned cookbook author and food historian Claudia Roden at the Oxford Symposium on Food and Cookery in England.
Because they use what they grow, and because they grow chickpeas in Israel and Palestine, so it is the one that they would use. You use what is most available.
Ah, so people made it with whatever bean was most plentiful locally. That makes sense. But then there's another way falafel is made. If you're, say, from Lebanon, you combine the two beans. You go half and half.
Garbanzo beans and fava beans. That's my Lebanese way.
Madame Leila Sfer moved here from Lebanon with her husband and children over 30 years ago. She runs this small catering business in Fremont. No surprise, falafel is her most popular dish.
Who makes the best falafel?
Me.
Madame Leila is 72 with the energy of a 30-year-old. She uses a large commercial grinder to mix her ingredients together. She stands on a crate because she's not tall enough to put her half-and-half mixture in. And when it's done, it looks almost more vegetable-y than beany.
Yours is very green.
And tasty. I put a lot of green. I put the parsley, cilantro. I like it green.
Madame Leila fries her falafel until, she says, they're a magic golden color. And then she grabs a large paper-thin pita bread wrap, puts three falafels on it.
Some tomatoes, tahini sauce, soak it good. Some lettuce.
And the falafel sandwich is complete. And it's not just for her customers. Leila Sfer also enjoys making it for her family and neighbors.
I make it all. Yummy! I like it. And then I make it again and again.
As I taste all the styles of falafel, each tasty in its own way, each flavorful, unique, and worthy of its people's unwavering pride, I realize that maybe it's not who makes the best falafel. As food historian Claudia Roden told me, it's the way you were brought up eating it. That means everything to you.